Well, you say that before you make some decision, you have to. The main thing is to
Think about it a thousand times.
thousand times, and also you have to trust to your heart. But I heard
Well,
that.
I said many things. I said your intellect, your sense perception, and many things I said.
This is not main thing, that heart inspiration, or this is main, no?
You're asking what's the main thing to in
Yeah,
making decisions?
and if it if because recently I heard that if your heart is not pure, so you cannot trust.
I agree. I said it just the same thing. You maybe missed it. You were
Yeah,
late.
maybe.
I was saying that
We want the super soul. Like someone says, "Oh, the Krishna inspired me," or "the super soul inspired me." It's very common these days. Many, many devotees are saying like this. Oh, Krishna inspired me to do this service. Krishna inspired me. This is wrong. Krishna, this Paramatma, does not act as an inspirer, does not speak to anyone until they come to the level of Vyasakti, very, very highly advanced level of devotion, where they may get direct message from the super soul. Anyone, you and I, and any other devotee that's less advanced than that at a sakti, a higher state of ruchi or a sakti, then how will they make a decision or how will they get inspiration? They'll get inspiration from sadhu sangha, living sadhu sangha, or maybe from reading shastras. From reading shastras and sadhus, they'll get inspiration. You may read so many shastras about the holy name, and then the chanting of different sadhus that are taking up the nam bhajan. By reading about their biographies or reading about the tattvas of the holy name, you may get inspired by that association with sadhus in the books to chant more or to improve the quality of your chanting. So you decide, you make a decision to chant more. So we make decisions on the basis of our intellect. Our intellect. This should be the proper decisions. Say, Krishna inspired me. Okay, you may say Krishna inspired me, but then it should have some backing. It has some backing of sadhus and shastra and guru, if you have guru. Because you're bringing up the question, what's the validity of my inspiration? What's the power of my inspiration? What's the validity of it? We use this word inspired so cheaply now. Everyone's inspired about, I was inspired to kill you. Well, that's nice. So many people are so-called inspired to do all crazy things and illegal or immoral or unjust activities in the name of inspiration. So I would rather rule that principle. I wouldn't accept that principle. It better is, I'm doing this because my Gurudev told me. Don't be so inspirational. Just be simple and surrender to the Guru. Inspiration. Because they say, how does one meet sadhu or how does one meet guru? It's by the mercy of Krishna. So we don't really say that's inspiration, we say it's direction. It says in the Gita, Krishna is telling in 18th chapter, verse 65, perhaps, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam. Riddhesh Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayan Sarvabhutani Yantra Rudani Mayaya. This body is a machine, it's a yantra, and it's made of this Maya, Krishna's energy, and he's directing us. So the super soul sometimes directs us to a spiritual person, to a guru. That's the mercy of the super soul. So we don't say that's inspiration, we say that's direction. He's controlling. It says that verse said, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesh Arjuna Tishtati. Krishna is situated in the heart of every living entity, and he's moving them this way and that. Brahmayan means to wander. Like we say, Brahmate, 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 Kaun, Bhagyavan Jiva. So Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesh Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayan Sarvabhutani. Sarvabhutani means all living entities are wandering here and there and all around the place. Sometimes Russia, sometimes India, sometimes Mars, sometimes under sea, under the ocean, sometimes in a spacecraft, go up to planets here or there, wandering. On how are they wandering? Yantra Rudani Maya. They're wandering in this machine. So you get in a car, and the car drives here and there. Okay, let's go to Moscow. Let's go to St. Petersburg. Let's go to the Caspian Sea. Let's go to the Black Sea or whatever. You drive here and there. So that direction, that movement is Krishna. So by chance, Kaun Bhagyavan, some soul, Krishna may direct them to Guru. So when he directs them to Guru, then they may hear from the Guru and read about Shastras. Shastras say you should surrender to Guru. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevya. Should surrender to Guru, serve him, learn about the Absolute Truth, and practice bhakti bhajan, devotional service, and advance in love of God, and eventually attain prema and the eternal service of Radha and Krishna. So that one begins to live his life that way. Then the decisions he has to take, or she has to make a decision, or he has to make a decision, then it will be based on knowledge, it will be based on experience, it will be based on guidance and suggestions from others, and our logic and our intelligence, our God-given intelligence and logic will weigh everything, pros and cons, benefit and deficit. And how is this? How will this benefit me, or how will this harm me? And then, based on very many different ways, we finally make a decision. This is how an intelligent person makes his choices. Whether we're independent to make the decision or not, that's a whole other question. Krishna is ultimately doing everything. At least he gives us the impression that we're deciding. I decided to go on a vacation and go here and there. Okay, it's your decision. But so much freely people say, oh, Krishna inspired me, Krishna inspired me. It's very nice people are saying the holy name of Krishna. Because anyone who speaks the name of Krishna or hears the name of Krishna, they're getting purified. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. But is it real inspiration? Is it really the super soul spoke to you and you heard directly in your heart, in the recesses of your heart, you heard the super soul? What does it take to hear the super soul? What criterion do you have to have, or what qualification do you have to hear the super soul? Well, take the example of Brahma in the first canto of Bhagavatam. Tene rida yad adi kavye, Brahma yad adi kavye. He was in ignorance, and he manifested in this lotus flower in Vishnu, and he didn't know what to do. He didn't know where to go, so he started meditating for thousands of years, and then he heard in the cave of his heart, tapa, tapa. So someone spoke to him from inside his heart after he had performed. Brahmaji had performed austerities for thousands and millions of years, hoping to get some, quote, inspiration about who I am and what am I supposed to do. With all that tapasya and all that determination, and finally he heard a voice, he got it, what we call inspiration, tapa. Oh, I should do tapasya. So he started doing tapasya. Then finally Vishnu spoke in his heart. He could hear. So that's not an easy thing. When all the universe is harassed by demons, you can read in the Bhagavatam, and all the devatas are being subjugated and defeated and conquered by the demons and the asuras, and they're perplexed and confused and they're suffering. So then they go to Brahma and they say, please, can you do something? We're all suffering from this Hiranyakashipu or the Hiranyaksha. Shiva is suffering, not so much Shiva, but Indra and all the other devatas are suffering. So then Brahma, he says, all right, let's go. And all Brahma and all the devatas, then they go to the ocean of milk, to Vaikuntha. They go to the shore of the ocean of milk. They go to the tata, to the beach. The ocean of milk is called Shirodakshai Vishnu, or Shirodakshai Loka. That's the Vaikuntha planet situated in the material universe. Shirdakshai is lying there, Anantashesh. He's also lying inside the heart of every jiva. So now Brahma stands there, and all the devatas, because the devatas, all these big devas, Indra, Varun, Chandra, Surya, they're so powerful and so intelligent, they cannot get inspiration from God in the heart. They go to Brahma. You have four heads. Maybe you can figure this out. We have a big problem in our universe. You have four heads. You may be able to figure it out. I can't figure it out. Let's go to Vishnu. Let's go to Vishnu. So then they go to Vishnu. But now Vishnu is going to communicate through the heart. Tene rida yadadi kaviye. Tene rida yada Brahma yad adi kaviye. Adi kavi, the first kavi, the first wise man, the first muni, the first person that got inspiration from the super soul was Brahma. So then he stands on the shore of the ocean, and there's some Kora?
Yes,
there's a Kora, fog over the ocean, some steam. You can't see very clearly. No one can actually see Vishnu. He's lying on a natashesh in the middle of the ocean. And they're standing on the shore, like you're standing on the Puri beach, and you're looking out in the ocean, and it's all fog, and you can't see anything. So Brahma, he closes his eyes and he meditates on Vishnu, a type of telepathy, and he communicates his thoughts. He sends his thoughts into the heart of Vishnu. Oh, Lord Vishnu, this universe I've created, there's so much problem now with the demons attacking Hiranyakashipu, and all the devatas are begging for help, and they're all crying and they're all suffering. Please. So now, even Brahma cannot see Vishnu. No one can see. But Brahma can hear. He can get inspiration from Super Soul. Shirdakshay Vishnu on that planet is the same as Shirdakshay Vishnu in the heart. So someone of the nature of Brahma, of that quality, way beyond the demigods, he can have inspiration from the Super Soul, or Shirdakshay Vishnu. I didn't even see him. So that's why I'm trying to illustrate to you. It's not such a cheap thing. Every day you meet 10 people and say, I got inspired by Krishna to start this prasad distribution business. I got inspired by Krishna to do online business to sell Ayurvedic herbs to make money. Acha, inspired by Krishna. I got inspired by Krishna. Now, if someone's not a devotee, he's not initiated, has no guru, and he's thinking he has some business. He's a musician, and he sometimes plays music on the street. And he plays guitar, and he opens a box, and he goes, oh, I love my baby, ding, 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 ding. And she loves me, ding, 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 ding. So then people, they throw 25 rupees there in a guitar case. And he's very happy. So then he thinks, I think I should start it. A mail order business. Online marketing. I'm thinking I could get all these Ayurvedic herbs and sell them in my country, and I can make some more money. Oh, that's good. Okay, I'll do that. And he starts doing it. So now that same person, he meets a guru and he gets initiated. Oh, Krishna inspired me. How is it Krishna has inspired you, but this guy just thought he had an idea and he did it? In other words, it's not correct. People saying Krishna inspired me, then every thought is an inspiration. Everything we say is inspired. If you want to get down to it, but this term is used. Well, Krishna inspired me to start designing gopi dresses. What does Krishna have to do with designing gopi dresses? I don't know. He's busy playing his flute. So make your decisions wisely, my friend. One thing one should always keep in mind, the guru doesn't need the disciples at all. The guru never needs a disciple. He's situated with his own guru and with Krishna eternally. He's in Sarup, and he's in his own bliss. So the disciple is always measuring the guru. Oh, how fat are you? How skinny are you? How tall are you? How deep are you? How wide are you? The guru never measures disciple. He says, you have a heart, you want to love Krishna, and you want me to teach you that? Okay, fine. Carry on. If not, then go. If a guru has one disciple, or 1 million disciples, or no disciples, what does it matter to him? If he has one disciple, he chants Hare Krishna. If he has 10 million, it doesn't matter. So we have to think deeply about that inspiration point. Obviously, because we're devotees, we use our senses, we use our intelligence, and we pray to Krishna. Krishna, please, I don't know what I'm going to decide, but whatever I decide, it's my decision, it's my responsibility. Because if I say Krishna inspired me, and I did something and it crashed or it was unsuccessful or failure, then I say, oh Krishna, your inspiration is no good. Oh Krishna, I don't like your inspirations. How can you go around? Krishna inspires you. If you do something that's good and you make a big profit or it makes you really happy, then it's Krishna's inspiration. But if you say Krishna inspires you, then you're a flop and it's a failure and you lose all your money or you become unhappy or sad or whatever. Now what? So better we don't ever use this term, Krishna inspired me. I've heard this a lot. Krishna inspired me. Somehow we can say that in one sense our whole life, everything we're doing is by the inspiration of Krishna. Because why am I chanting Hare Krishna and trying to serve Guru and Krishna? But there's only one of me and there's 1 million people, 100 million people that aren't doing this. That don't have any interest in serving Krishna or Guru. So why am I doing this? I wasn't doing it when I was born, but I'm doing it because we can say Krishna inspired me. Or a different word you can use, Krishna blessed me, Krishna directed me. But oftentimes when people say Krishna inspired me, they want to say that to kind of sanction that what I'm doing or what I'm about to do is transcendental. Or it's especially blessed by divine powers. Krishna inspired me. Did he really? You can just say, I am inspired to do this. That's more correct. If mercy comes, we can say, this is Krishna's mercy. Everything is Krishna's mercy. That we can say. Everything's over here we say everything's Radharani's mercy. Radharani's mercy. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur himself, he would say that. So we're having this discussion now on Sunday, and by Krishna's mercy next Sunday we will discuss again. He wouldn't say, oh please come next Sunday, we'll have katha next Sunday. He would always say, by Krishna's mercy. So that is a better thing, we say that more, and don't say, Krishna inspired me. By Krishna's mercy, somehow I decided to do this thing, and it's going on. By Krishna's mercy, it's success. We take it too plainly and too simply that we're initiated today, then tomorrow, I'm initiated today, and tomorrow I can pick up the telephone and call the Prime Minister in Russia. So today I'm initiated, tomorrow I can pick up the telephone and talk to Krishna. Hello, Krishna? Yeah, Krishna Das. Listen, can you inspire me? I want to ask you something. Can you? Sure. Okay, tell everybody I inspired you. Okay, thank you, bye. I don't think it's so easy just to give the super soul a call and get a dial an inspiration. 999-47-108. Because I met some people who are doing some very odd and strange things, and they say Krishna inspired me. I don't interfere with their inspiration, but I don't buy it, nor do I believe it. Because our saints in our scriptures, they say that to communicate with the super soul is only possible with very transparent and clear consciousness. This is the requirement, a requisite, at a very highly advanced stage of devotion, like a sakti or a bhav. Then Krishna may speak to the devotee and directly inspire him or direct him and say, turn right, turn left. This is the privilege of the few. Those very few supremely advanced devotees can honestly and genuinely say that the Paramatma is moving me or inspiring me to do my activities. But otherwise, we move under the order of the Guru, we move under the order of the Shastra, we deliberate upon the order of the Guru and Shastra, we think about it, then we pray for mercy and pray for energy and try to carry out those instructions of the Guru and those teachings and instructions of the Shastra. And we may be doing a particular service, then we say, I got inspired to do it this way, or I got inspired. Like sometimes people say, oh, what made you decide to write this book? Then I could answer by saying, Krishna inspired me. Or, but that's not really true, I could say, I was inspired because I saw devotees didn't have any idea what to meditate on when chanting Gayatri mantras or Hare Krishna mantra. So by my observation of the situation and my feeling of wanting to help, then we produced a book about the meaning of the Gayatri mantras and the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra, which became very much appreciated. So that was inspiration. You can say Krishna gave it to me, I can say Radharani gave it to me, I can say Vishnu gave it to me, I can say Gurudev gave it to me, my mind gave it to me, the devotees gave it to me. Another example, we were staying at Radhadamodar and some devotees came and they said, you're writing books, why don't you write a book about the samadhis, because we all come to these samadhis and what do they mean and what should we do here and what is the purpose of these samadhis of the great Vaishnavas, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami? And maybe you can tell something about their biographies. So then they left, and I thought, and I got inspired by that person. He suggested that, so that became, I said, oh, I thought about that, and I said, okay, that seems reasonable. This is a very challenging idea, a book about samadhis, because I never seen any book about samadhis in my life, nor did I read any books anywhere. I didn't have any reference books to read about samadhis. So then I thought about it, and Krishna gave ideas, you can say, whatever, and then it came to pass. Basically, the devotee, whatever he gets anything, any ideas or any he does anything, he sends. He gives all the credit to Krishna and Guru. He says it's Krishna's mercy. Everything is Krishna's mercy.